can use this.
Okay, thanks everyone for getting back on time and getting started on time. We're going to go with Vladik's condensed presentation. I'm going to hit on two quick points, and then we'll go into the pre-breakout session.
Thank you, John. Since we don't have much time to go through all of the slides, I'll try to keep it short. So I won't go through all of the slides individually. So hopefully you have time prior to this meeting to see the slides. What I will address in this presentation is 4 points, but we'll focus only on two. So to give you a background, we undertook an external technical review last year, and the reviewer had expert knowledge in XBRL. So the outcome of this review was there are some minor improvements that we can introduce, but there is no significant technical defects. We divided those improvements into three groups. The priority one would be the highest priority to change or improve the taxonomy, and priority five, the least to change the taxonomy. So we'll focus on priority three today, and we won't cover those subjects listed on the presentation. So diving into so just to give you some flavor what these four subjects are. So the first one is about identification of relevant section within electronic sets of IFRS financial statements, and after I will speak about simplify and clarify entry points that we provide for future taxonomies, improvements to the taxonomy packages, and provide guidance how taxonomy should be imported locally. So the first subject I'll just briefly mention about it, but it's about how we identify sections using XBRL using XBRL. So we identified that there is a disclosure that is quite relevant for identification of different sections of financial statements, and it's found in IS-1, paragraph 51. And just to give you an example, we already doing it by including abstract and text blocks and then within the taxonomy. So, for example, here you have statement of comprehensive income, and there's one example of notes intangible assets. So we identified that those structures should come from regulatory filing rules, and we should provide or explain a bit more how to do it, but the details of mechanisms, how to structure this information, should be left to the regulator to decide. So we are proposing to update preparer's guide and regulator's guide. And so to explain about abstract elements and just say, write down that precise mechanism should be on regulator side. I will skim through other points, and I will open floor for discussion. So entry points. What we want to introduce is to simplify those entry points and clarify them. What does it mean, simplify? We want to delete entry points that not include documentation labels. There is a lot of redundancy. So when you open, even for the taxonomy packages, when you see this metadata, there is a lot there. And those entry points, they actually overlap. But there is like sets of entry points without and with documentation labels. So we want to encourage people to globally to use documentation labels. And to clarify entry points, so back in previously we used basic different names for our entry points. They were quite vague. We have basics, we have full IFRS, we have combined entry points. So in that case, sometimes it's not really understood what this entry point contains. So we agreed that we want to encourage documentation labels to be used, and therefore we could remove the entry points that does not contain documentation labels. And there is one and second point in terms of deleting those entry points without documentation labels. Normally we don't translate documentation labels entry points, so we don't provide those. So we would like to encourage and add English documentation label into translations as well. So it might drive how people see elements in the translation, but it might be helpful for them as well. We outreach to Japan and we talk to them if they are okay with such a solution. We had confirmation that it might be helpful for the users to use the documentation label entry points. So I'll skip a few slides and. Yes, and one more point to discuss is about taxonomy package. It's about our decision why version field, the metadata that we provide, it will be written final instead of suggested version at the bottom when you see 2017 final. It's because we previously used the name, the annual IFRS taxonomy 2017, it reads well, and we use this in different documents. Therefore, changing this information would just confuse our users, so we will keep the name as it is at the moment and version just to have it final or proposed update. The second point about taxonomy package, what we want to do is introduce taxonomy packages for formula linkbase. So let's say the new formula linkbase 2018 would contain metadata for the taxonomy packages. So I will just open the floor for discussions, and if you agree or disagree, or if you have any comments, or if you would like to answer the questions from the slide. Yes.
So I have a question about identifying parts of the filing using the abstracts, which I think is generally a really good idea. But again, with another question, how do consumers of the data want those pieces to be identified? Is that in line with how they would use the data? Or is there something else that they would need? Or something different?
Yes.
It's just a question.
No, I think the view that I think, and even for people who consume electronic data, yeah, provided you assume that the fact that a particular disclosure is presented on a financial statement provides a piece of information that is useful to investors, and based on what we have heard and what we think, that it seems to be a useful piece of semantic information. Now, in a paper format, it's very easy. You just say, okay, here is my PDF format, and I find this, what is this set of primary financial statements. Now, if the semantic, if that business requirement to be able to identify a disclosure that is presented on the financial statements is also valid in structured format, which we think it is, we need to find a different way of of identifying that piece of information. Now, what we are saying, and we have heard that from investors, I think it's also something that Vincent Esma is introducing within their taxonomy. We are saying based, it's not our, we don't, the foundation does not set the filing rules. However, we think based on our existing knowledge of the technical standards, XBRL technical standards, a possible way of achieving that is to use the abstract elements that we have in our taxonomy. Because if you use the abstract elements and really put that present, include that piece of information in the presentation link base, you can do it. Are there better ways of doing that? Possibly, yes. Possibly you could say, for instance, a better way of doing that is that maybe when in your, when you tag a piece of information, you have qualifiers to that piece of information that tells you this has been presented on a primary financial statement or not. Now, as far as we're currently aware, based on technical specifications, these kinds of qualifiers do not exist. That's why we said, okay, one possibly way based on our existing taxonomy is to do it in that way. And I think, to be honest, provided, like I said, provided, I think, primary financial, the fact that something is disclosed on the primary financial statement infers a semantic meaning, which I think it does.
Yeah,
I think we need to find a way of presenting that in an electronic format.
The question was not so much, is there value in identifying the statements, which I absolutely think there is. It was more the technical structure.
Yeah, and that, I think this is like, probably we need to talk to XBRL International as well. What is the best practice to communicate that piece of semantic information in a structured electronic report?
Yeah. Any others?
Isn't it the case that if I can use this word called client, a standard setter, which is developing taxonomy, and the regulators? So it doesn't matter what, you know, the number of versions you are publishing. Is the regulator who actually going to accept, you know, the taxonomy, whether it's a 2017 final, interim, or whatever it may be? Isn't it the case that it has to be some sort of, you know, the standardization between standard setter and the regulators? Because ultimately, all the client going to file, whatever they're filing, is the regulator. If regulator does not accept whatever the version you have, final, interim, preliminary, or whatever you want to call it, 1, 2, 3, 2017, version 1, but it's up to the regulator which version they're going to accept or nomenclature of that particular taxonomy. I think that really important thing rather than, what versions and how you should be writing and so on and so forth.
You have a very good point, Ashok, yeah. And I think is for XBRL and for structured electronic reporting to work for investors, there are different stakeholders involved. There are regulators, they have the standard setter, there's the XBRL's technical specification, and we all need to work together. And there has been some ideas already to say for standard setter taxonomy, XBRL International to work more closely together to come to some kind of agreed or best practice for this kind of things. I can't say more at the moment, but I hope in the future we can tell you more. Yeah. One thing we definitely want some feedback, maybe not anymore now, is really we would like to go ahead with deleting the entry points that do not include documentation labels. We will public consult on that, but if any of you is aware of any objection, please let us know. Yeah. Michal, sorry, I haven't seen.
Just a quick one.
You just turned your mic off, I believe.
Mute.
I think the process thing is we shouldn't touch it.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll say that again, because you always have to say something.
The next one who touches it.
Yes. So on slide 11, simplify versus clarify, I think there are two audiences that we need to take into account. One are software vendors, because they basically encode their products based on the structure, architecture of the taxonomy. And frankly speaking, the entry points are not for humans. They are for machines to group the particular pieces and for us to better manage, modularize the taxonomy in a way. So I would basically care about their opinion, what they think about the simplification. I would be in favor, so I agree pretty much with the staff recommendation there. On the clarification, I think this is more for humans, so a bit of a guidance doesn't hurt. In this sense, but I don't think we need to go, just as you recommended, I don't think we need to go to as far as to change the labels there. So I think that all in all, I find the staff, the recommendations
reasonable.
Due to the
small number of participants, this conference will be disconnected in 40 minutes. If you'd like to continue the conference, press star 1.
Technology seems to plague us today. Yeah.
So simplification is good. All in all, I don't think that's a very impacting thing for preparers because they don't really care about this, right? Unless I'm mistaken here.
Thank you for your comment. And yes, your comment is aligned to what we wanted to do. We want to keep those names still as they were before. So we are not going to change them. Just for the sake of consistency, and people got used to using them.
I think we're okay for that topic. Can I ask you to do the intro to the breakout session, and then we go straight into it?